Good morning. We made it. Rise and shine, my friends. Pump it up. Give thanks. Another day, another blessing. North Central Florida. I mean, look at it outside.
It is so nice.
It really is.
Well, even just getting out the door this morning, you know, a little before 4, it was cooler, humidity was down, moon was bright. I mean, you got to love it.
You were doing a little moon dance. I think I caught that on the video in front of the...
You're not supposed to be watching.
Oh.
But okay.
Well, he's seeing who's lurking. It's 9:07. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. This hour, we call it the 9 o'clock stretch. And you want to stretch it out. Just like Americans, we're all trying to stretch our dollars, pay our bills, still feed our families. And this news just coming out a couple of minutes ago. Inflation rose slightly in April, remained above the Federal Reserve's target rate, as the economic impact of higher tariffs is expected to impact consumer prices in the coming months. Bureau of Labor Statistics on Tuesday said that the Consumer Price Index, that is, how we measure everyday goods, gas, groceries, rent, rose 0.2% in April compared with last month, while it was up 2.3% on an annual basis. The actual inflation rate was the lowest since February of 2021. Both of these figures were slightly cooler than the estimates of economists. They predicted a monthly figure of 0.3, annual inflation 2.4%. The rise in monthly inflation comes after an unexpected decline in March, when it fell to 0.1%. Headline inflation was unchanged in April. All right, so, you know, what does that mean? Well, you know, we're not hitting that number. We got to get it to, you know, 2%. Or lower, generally, for the Fed to work on the rates. You know, and I don't know if they can use, like, all of the normal kind of parameters and benchmarks and things that they look at. Because, you know, obviously this tariff thing did send, you know, everybody into a bit of a tizzy.
Mm-hmm.
And uncertainty in the market and business owners, leaders, you know, concerned about what that was going to mean to the price of the products. And so I think people, it wasn't your normal behavior, so to speak. And that has to be taken into consideration, I think, by the so-called experts. Yeah. But look, overall, we're in really good shape. And I just think, you know, there's going to be jobs aplenty. It's going to take some time for everything to take hold. I mean, you make a deal with a business, they have to build their infrastructure. I mean, all these things do take time. But I see where people should have a very positive outlook. Heck, I mean, everybody wants to be friends with us. They're giving us free airplanes.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's how you can tell, right?
Yeah. I want to be your friend. Can I give you an airplane?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Although it was kind of funny because you and I talked about this off air, I guess when we were first hearing about it, and a listener called during the news, didn't have time to hang on. It's like, it may have been built by Boeing or whoever, but that thing better be gone. If he does get it, you'll have to go through that thing with a fine-tooth electronic comb. Think about what you can do to pagers and phones and... just little items that can be tracked, traced, monitored. Can you imagine the electronics on that thing?
I appreciate your nod to 1960s, spy versus spy kind of mentality.
Uh-huh. But it's worse now.
What about the very fibers in which some of the, cloth is stitched with biological or... other types of things.
I see where you're going.
You're thinking way too...
No. Simple. You're right. I was being simple. No, you're... No. Yeah.
Frequencies that can be emitted from remote things that could give you severe headaches. And you start bleeding out of your nose. There's all kinds of things.
We could be writing a movie right now.
We should be.
We should be. Someone's going to steal
it. Would Tom be all right with it? You know, Clancy?
Probably.
Okay. Let's move ahead on that.
Okay.
As soon as I learn how to type, I'll get right on it.
Right. It's going to be a while.
President Donald Trump chided an ABC News reporter during an executive order meeting in the Roosevelt Room on Monday. The reporter asking about the plane said, you know, to those who view that luxury jet as a personal gift to you, why not that? And he cut the reporter off. You're ABC fake news, right? Yeah, love it.
He's so subtle.
Let me tell you, you should be embarrassed asking that question, the president said. They're giving us a free jet. I could say, no. I want to pay you $1 billion or $400 million or whatever it is. Or I could say, thank you very much. Earlier in the presser, Trump said that the Qatari offer to provide the jet, because presidential planes Boeing is producing are behind schedule, they knew about it. We would like to do something, and if we get a 747, it's a contribution to our Defense Department to use during a couple of years while they're building the other ones. I think that was a very nice gesture. Now, I could be a stupid person and say, oh, no, we don't want a free plane. We give free things out. We'll take one, too, he added. The current planes are 40 years old, and they are.
I love it.
Trump said he believes Qatar made the offer because the United States helps them and other Middle Eastern nations. I think it was a gesture because of the fact that we've helped and continue to all these countries, Saudi Arabia, UAE, Qatar, and the others. We'll keep them safe. If it wasn't for us, they probably wouldn't exist right now. And I think this was just a gesture of good faith.
Nice.
Tip plane! Mm-hmm. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Jeff, good morning.
Yeah, when Trump is blunt and crass, it is absolutely hilarious. I'm sure if we're smart enough to think of, like Greg just mentioned, about going over it with a fine-tooth comb, I'm absolutely sure Trump and his team are absolutely aware of any malfeasance that might be going on with that. But like Trump said, somebody gives you a putt, you take a putt. But I'd get some kind of disclaimer on that plane, and then Trump give it to one of his favorite airlines. So if something happens, if it goes down that Qatar is responsible, you accept the gift. But they're not going to – I'm having a hard time believing that they would actually use that jet for official business. There's just, you know, common sense. God bless America.
No, God bless you. You do have
– Well, first off, it's not set up like Air Force One.
Oh, no, they'd have to refit everything.
I mean, that has defensive things on it. I mean,
can't believe you said that.
Oh, no. Now they know.
And what about the machine that makes all the chemtrails?
Well, that's a whole different
thing. Apparently all that stuff's true. I thought it was quackery. I did. And then after I see more and more information, although, why isn't it talked about more widely if we're putting chemicals up in the atmosphere? To the point to where there's actually legislation, you know, against it. It's so funny. Like, why would you need legislation? You claimed for years there was nothing to it. That's a whole other crazy thing. I don't want to get off course here, but and it's funny. Jeff alluded to it as well, and President Trump at some point said something like, look, somebody gives you a putt, you take the putt. In other words, it's, you know, called a gimme or whatever. You're within a club length or shorter of the said hole. You know, you don't go, oh, no, I want to putt it out, although some people do. You take it. It moves on the speed of the game, and it is a gift because normally you'd have to putt it out. But it's funny. It's like a putt. It's like that's the world that Trump lives in. It's like, no, it would be like somebody giving you a couple of golf courses, not a putt.
Right.
How would you like $400 million worth of golf courses?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Who's got to pay for the golf carts? That's not on me, is it?
Get pricey.
Strings attached.
Usually.
You got to look for them. It is 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a lot more to talk about. We'll cover more of the headlines. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile, but so far, so good. Shaping up to be another gorgeous day. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. It's 922. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's also a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. One of your top stories, drug costs lowered because of a Trump executive order. He signed this yesterday, and he did it during a press conference, and he had all the important people there with him. And he said, the United States now will no longer subsidize health care of foreign countries, which is what we've been doing. And so now we are going to be paying less. Now, here's a little bit of the backstory that I think helps with this. They were asking, RFK Jr., like, you know, how are you going to do this? How are you going to police this, et cetera? And he said, look, there's a series of escalating steps that we will take if they don't cooperate. But then he went on and he said, but we've been meeting with the pharmaceutical companies. They admit that this is something that should have ended a long time ago. And I think they're ready to figure out a way to get there. And they have advantages in this executive order because we got rid of the PBMs, the pharmacy benefit managers. What they kind of refer to as the middlemen. He said, we got rid of the middlemen, and that's something that they've wanted themselves. America currently provides 75% of pharmaceutical revenues in the world, despite having less than 5% of the world's population. 75% of pharmaceutical revenues come from us, but we represent 5% of the world's population. Well, part of it is we're probably overdrugged.
True.
But that's still only...
Yeah, do the math on that.
Yeah.
There's something wrong there.
Right.
Yeah.
During a press conference before departing for Saudi Arabia, President Trump cited the cost of injection-style medications like Ozempic and Wegovy, two popular drugs that share the common base semaglutide, used to treat obesity and metabolic conditions that contribute to it. He offered the example of an anonymous friend who takes that obesity drug and noticed a glaring cost discrepancy. He says, hey, I just paid $88. He was in the UK. He said, in New York, I pay $1,300. What the hell is going on? That's exactly how Trump told the story. Yeah, so he checked. It's in the same box, the same plant, the same company. It's the identical pill, he said, that I buy in New York. I think he meant to say injection. Yeah. $88 in London, New York, $1,300. All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Big difference.
Yeah.
That will make a difference for a lot of people. Now, wouldn't that also benefit insurance companies that offer to pay for the cost or at least a portion of the cost of medications? I would think that would be huge for them. So everybody, look, your medical insurance costs are going to go down. Your price is going to go down. Sorry. I'm just trying to be optimistic. It could be reflected. It might be. But, yeah. The bottom line is, this is good news. This is a good thing. If they can hold their feet to the fire and they actually follow through with it and don't play games, that would be another big win for the president. Oh, you want another one? You got it. Freed American Israeli hostage Eden Alexander was reportedly tortured by Palestinian terrorist group Hamas 600 days in captivity, kept handcuffed in a cage. He was freed by Hamas on Monday, supposedly as a gesture of goodwill by the terrorist group. Let's show some goodwill. I think goodwill would be like not holding people hostage, not torturing them, and, I don't know, maybe feeding them? But I guess you have to consider that it's a terrorist group. Oh, that's right. No, they're not, according to some kids on college campuses. No. They're just misunderstood. Oh, my God. Anyway, Trump welcomed the release, of course, as did Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, who was present in Israel to greet Alexander. Witkoff is working on a broader regional peace deal involving Saudi Arabia and Qatar. And Qatar, they've been Hamas's source of funds and protection in exile at various times over the last several decades. But that's the same country that wants to give Trump a plane. Are they turning a corner, turning a new leaf? I mean, because we can't have them, you know, protecting terrorists and then accept a plane from them. That's
a little inconsistent.
That wouldn't be.
That
wouldn't be good. There's a new pope. I know, you heard.
Yeah, we might have heard that. Yeah.
Pope Leo the 14th. Look, I can tell you, I was on my family reunion. That is a big deal. It's a really big deal up there. I'm not trying to throw any of my cousins under the bus, but let's just say not all of them have seen the inside of a church in a while. But we were all raised Catholic. And so the news of the Pope was big. And then come to find out that my one cousin, Bill, was actually at Villanova at the same time as the new Pope. So he went around the pub. He was selling a dispensation. He said, $1,500 if you're family, I'll take a grand. And we had a good time with that. But this Pope Leo, he wants to protect the precious gift of free speech. That's a good step. That's a good thing. So I'm sure we'll be hearing much, much, much more from him, about him, in the coming days, weeks, months, years. It's 9:28 right now. Time flies, my goodness. Coming up in about 15 minutes, things that make you smile. More headlines and information, it's all coming your way on The Bob Rose Show. Along with Greg Cassidy, you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. It is hog roasting time at Gainesville Harley. Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is 9:37 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. and I'm inviting everybody out this Saturday, the 24th annual Gainesville Harley-Davidson Hog Roast. We're talking a whole hog. Yep. And all the sides and all the fixings and sweet meats. Butcher shop providing it. These folks know how to do barbecue. It's going to be awesome. Live music from Branford Highway. Games, prizes, fun for the whole family. And you know what? Proceeds from the event benefit the Rotary Club of Gainesville. So, Gainesville Harley-Davidson. It'll be a good time. Saturday, 11 to 4. I will be there. And while you're there, you might want to check the new 2025 lineup. They've got the Nightster starting at only $99.99. Yeah. Yeah. That's a brand new bike. Talk to the sales folk who are quite friendly and will take good care of you. This Saturday, 11 to 4. Hog roast. Delicioso. Nashville. Well, I honestly haven't been in Nashville in years. I know it's like a very popular place now. But I also know that they've had some issues. It might not be as law and order as probably it could be or should be. And I don't know how much of it is the fault of the mayor, but I can tell you this story is not going to help people feel safer. Nashville's pro-illegal alien Democrat mayor, Freddie O'Connell. God, he's got a friendly name. Sounds like a good guy, but listen to this. He signed an executive order that would require the city's police department to inform his Office of New Americans, about any planned immigration and customs enforcement actions in the city. Now, why would he need to be informed of that? Why would he need to be? Why would his Office of New Americans be informed of that? The radical left-wing mayor blasted traffic stops by ICE and the Tennessee State Troopers in South Nashville last week that resulted in more than 100 people taken into custody, many on immigration charges. O'Connell called the action an act of terror. It's an act of terror for law enforcement to apprehend illegal immigrants, many of which have outstanding warrants. And
that's interesting logic.
Yeah, he insisted that the illegal aliens taken into custody were Nashville citizens.
Really?
Well, anybody that was a citizen, I'm sure they were very quick to release them if that's the case. The mayor amended Executive Order 30, an older order, titled Communications Between Federal Immigration Authorities and the Metropolitan Governor, to require city, fire, police, and any other department ICE has been working with to tell his pro-illegal alien activist department about upcoming ICE actions. The updated executive order also requires communication between federal agencies and the Metro Non-Emergency Services Department or office to be reported to the mayor's office, according to the Tennessee Star. The mayor acted after news broke that information about last week's massive traffic stop program had not been quickly sent up the chain to the mayor's office. In particular, ICE had requested Nashville Emergency Services to increase patrols 2 days before the traffic stops were initiated and had also asked them to refrain from informing the Nashville Police Department about the traffic stops until the morning it began. Now, do you know why they would do that? Because they have had leakers in the past at many different locations around the country.
Yeah.
People who are sympathetic to, you know, the whatever the illegal alien cause they would call it, but they're sympathetic to it, or they're activists for it. They're the ones that put the word out.
Well, and this guy and some of the leadership there, I've got a lot of friends in Nashville, and they are not happy with the air quotes leadership there in Nashville.
Well, I had mentioned that I had also caught wind of, it's not a law and order type town, and I was not, you know, going to blame it all on this mayor, but sounds like he's not really has a lot of common sense. Yeah, he's more worried about the illegals than he is his own citizens. The trauma inflicted on families is long lasting. He's talking about the illegals, and I'm doing everything in my power, consistent with applicable law, to protect anyone who calls Nashville home. you'll protect anyone who calls Nashville home. What about actual citizens that call it home that are concerned that they may be the victim of a crime at the hands of an illegal? Don't you owe it to them first to provide for their safety before you provide for cover?
But if you identify as a citizen of Nashville, apparently that's good enough.
What if you lived there and you identified as having paid all your city taxes?
That they might have a problem with, because the lefties do love their taxes.
Yeah. What's clear today is that people who do not share our values of safety and community have the authority to cause deep community harm. He has it exactly the opposite. People do not share our values of safety and community. You know, if you camped out on his front lawn, how long do you think that your little camping trip would last? I don't think it would last very long. The pro-illegal alien mayor in Nashville is not the only Democrat official who hopes to interfere with ICE actions by using ICE communications with local officials to alert activists. You know the story. Massachusetts Democrat Governor Maura Healey's administration set up a hotline for dispatching ICE watch volunteers to verify rumors and sightings of ICE actions so that activists can then protest and interfere with their duties. What about the people who have been victimized by illegals? Are you defending the gang members too, or is that irrelevant to you? It's absurd. That doesn't make sense. But yet, they continue to do it. Is he going to win re-election when he comes up again? I mean, do the people of Nashville agree? Or at least, you know, enough for him to keep office, stay in office?
I think I'm amazed, again, because of connections there, how many liberals actually have kind of, they call Nashville home too. And it's a little surprising to me over the years, as I've seen it kind of go more and more that direction.
Yeah, I guess if you live in the city limits, I mean, well, you know what? What if people from the outlying area come in and vote and say, hey, you know, I feel like I'm a citizen of Nashville. And they come in and vote, you know,
like
in the mayor's race.
I like that. Yeah. See how that goes over.
Yeah. President Donald Trump's Department of Homeland Security is terminating a quasi-amnesty program for tens of thousands of migrants from Afghanistan brought to the U.S. by former President Joe Biden's administration. Really? On Monday, DHS Secretary Kristi Noem announced that temporary protected status would be terminated for Afghanistan. In 2022, after Biden had imported nearly 100,000 Afghans to the U.S. in the largest resettlement operation out of one country in American history, this administration offered TPS, that temporary protected status, to about 75,000 Afghans, ensuring they could remain in the U.S. and secure work permits. Today, Noem said TPS for Afghans will be terminated on July 12th. This administration is returning TPS to its original temporary intent. We've reviewed the conditions in Afghanistan with our interagency partners, and they do not meet the requirements for a TPS designation. Afghanistan has had an improved security situation and is its stabilizing economy no longer prevent them from returning to their home country. Additionally, the termination furthers the national interest, as DHS records indicate that there are recipients who have been under investigation for fraud and threatening our public safety and national security. Temporary, kind of the key word there now.
Uh-huh.
Okay. 9:46 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up next, we're looking for upbeat, positive thoughts. We're looking for things that make you smile, which is brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now with things that make you smile. 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Ah, this weather should make you smile. Welcome, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time for things that make you smile. We're looking for upbeat, positive thoughts, count your blessings kind of a thing. No politics, just upbeat, positive thoughts, all right? It's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. So go ahead and call in right now, 877-975-9825. Let's go to Joe. What's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob. I used to listen to you when I lived in Gainesville. I moved out of there in 2008 down to Sebring and listened to a local guy now who has retired. And now, since things are streaming, I can listen to your show again. And I really like it. Nice. It's been kind of refreshing to get back in touch with what's going on in Gainesville. I lived there for 10 years back in the early 2000s. And also, I like how you guys cover the statewide and national things. And it's just been, since our local guy retired, and they replaced him with some syndicated garlic goop out of who knows where.
Yeah, that's sometimes the cheaper solution for some smaller stations. But, yeah, I've been blessed. And thank you, Joe. That definitely makes me smile. That's like a little birthday gift, whether you realize it or not. Today is my official birthday, although I talk about it the entire month pretty much and try to explain it. But today
hardly knew it was coming. I mean, it was such a surprise to me that.
And Betsy came through. She blows me away every birthday. This time she put a substantial amount of money down on a brand new Harley, which. Uh-huh. Yes.
And that made Bob smile.
Absolutely. let's go to Mark. Good morning, Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. You stole the words right out of my mouth again, but aside from leaving in an hour for Walt Disney World, I'm congratulating you on your 63rd and the new Harley. I can't tell if you're 9 7-year-olds or 7 9-year-olds, but we all love the way you usher us through the mayhem of the world.
Yeah, I can't do the equation that quick, but whatever it would be in 14-year-olds, 5, no, not that many, 4, somewhere in there. Yeah. Mark, good morning. What's making you smile?
Good morning. Making me smile, Bob. Happy birthday. My birthday's Friday, so hey, the Tarsus birthdays are in line. Happy birthday, brother.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Nice. You know, just something kind of interesting. I think it's interesting, maybe not, but you know, I'm a Bob or a Rob or a Robert, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So my son is Robbie.
Right.
He was born May 8th.
Mm-hmm.
I was born on May 13th.
Right.
My father, who is also a Robert, was born May 17th.
Wow. Busy month.
Talk about some May birthdays. My sister's May 23rd.
Nice.
That's all the May stuff I have.
That's all you got. Okay.
Greg, what do you got?
Hey, got ducked yesterday. I was getting a haircut and parked next to a really nice Jeep, which was the same color as mine, Sarge Green, and had a row of ducks there. So I put one there from me, which has Sky on it, and one from my wife's business. And when I came out, I had been ducked as well. And their Jeep was named Ribbit.
Ribbit.
That's what it said across the hood. Pretty cool.
Because it was frog green?
Yep.
Nice.
Close enough. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not the exact color.
Yeah.
The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR, is coming up next. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Democratic National Committee taking steps toward removing gun control activist David Hogg as vice chairman. Monday, the Credentials Committee voted 13-2 to void the election results from February. And apparently, this vote comes as Hogg was reportedly planning to spend up to $20 million to fund primary campaigns against incumbent Democrats. Wow. Maybe the Democrats are doing the Doge thing and just decided to cut the pork. Get it, David Hogg? And that is your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. See ya.